Haven't you any more brains than to let Katie haul the trunk up the stairs like that?
She doesn't mind.
No.
Sure, but she's a girl. Hey, turn that thing down. You don't let a girl take the heavy end of a trunk. Switch places with her.
Put it down there, Katie.
One that can hear the doorbell around here? Oh, sorry, we didn't hear the bell. We're doing a little spring cleaning.
Oh, that's all right. I have a special delivery for Mrs. Katie Douglas. You want to take it for her?
Yes, I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you. Katie! Special delivery for you.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlie, I don't think I'm going to have enough paint for all the windowsills in the kitchen.
Then just paint the ones that show.
Okay.
What's in the letter, Katie?
It's only one line. Is everything all right? Love, Mother.
Haven't you been writing her?
Well, probably not as much as I should.
You know what that is, don't you? That's woman's intuition they're always hollering about. She's probably got some kind of a weird idea and thinks she's got mental telepathy.
Yeah. Well, why don't you call her, Kate?
In St. Louis?
Sure. Charlie's probably right. Her intuition tells her something's wrong out here, so you might as well put her mind at ease.
Okay. I'll call tonight. Right now, I better help Chip get that trunk up in the attic.
Tell that husband of yours I want all those throw rugs from upstairs out on the line today. Not next week.
Hey, honey.
Huh?
Look at this.
Huh. What does it mean?
Some reason Mom's worried about me. Dad said I can call her tonight.
Good. She probably just saw a movie about a girl with a rotten husband or something. Hey, honey, will you lift the corner of this bed here so I can get this rug out?
Sure. Did you mail that last letter I wrote her?
Yeah. It couldn't be that. She just got to thinking about all the things that can happen, that's all. Hey, Katie, you gonna help me with that trunk?
Yeah, just as soon as Rob gets his rug out of here.
A little bit higher. Yeah, well, I got it jammed halfway up the ladder. I gotta have help.
Okay, I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. I'll tell you one thing. When we finally get our own place, we're not gonna have any spring cleaning.
Oh, yes, we are. It's supposed to be old-fashioned, but I think it's a good thing.
Okay, we'll have spring cleaning.
Well, they are my old work clothes, Ern, but I'd rather work dry if you don't mind. After you finish the windows, Uncle Charlie would like you to take out all the old shelf paper, okay?
Oh, okay. Hey, Dad?
Mm-hmm?
Did you ever hear of ESP?
Extrasensory perception? Sure. Why?
Well, I heard a guy on television say that sometimes parents have it with their children. Maybe that's how come Katie's mother wrote a letter to her.
Oh. Well, there's only one thing wrong with your theory, Ern.
What?
Well, there's nothing wrong with Katie.
Katie, you gonna help me with that trunk?
Oh, yeah.
Taking a little nap?
Just resting my eyes a little bit.
Yeah, better get going.
Come on, shake a leg, you guys. I want everything finished by tomorrow afternoon. You using enough ammonia on that brush, Katie?
Plenty.
Well, Kate, your mother doesn't answer.
I'll write her a letter tonight before I go to bed.
Well, come on, fellas, let's air out the rest of these cushions, huh?
Okay.
Be sure and rub deep into them cracks, Katie, so the ants don't get in later on. Anything I hate is ants horsing around in the corners.
Put her up on the couch, huh?
We'll get the cushions. Come on,
here.
What are you walking around around with Katie in your arms for? We got work to do.
But she fainted, Charlie. Didn't she, Rob?
Well, I don't know, Dad. She was just curled up behind the couch in a ball, sort of.
Come on with the cushions, fellas.
Dad, I think we better get the doctor.
What doctor? She passed out from the ammonia.
Kate?
Honey.
Hey.
Katie.
Hey, she's opening her eyes.
Yeah, Katie.
Feel, Katie?
Come on, lift her head up.
You all right?
I think so.
What happened? How do you feel?
Fine, I guess.
What happened, Kate?
I was scrubbing the woodwork, and, well, that ammonia's sort of strong.
If I had a nickel for every time I got dizzy from ammonia, I could buy Fort Knox. Right, Katie?
Right.
I tell you what, no more work for Katie tonight. Except maybe if she wants to iron a couple of shirts or something.
Well, if she feels one. Come on, her. Back to work. You all right now, Katie?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take this along.
Take just relax, honey, okay? If you need anything, let me know.
Okay.
You okay?
Fine.
Same show all night long, so stay tuned.
What's the matter, Dad?
Well, Tramp's bone rolled under here before dinner, and I promised him I'd get it out, but I...
Let me help with the couch.
Well, it's kind of heavy. Ernie, help Katie lift the couch, will you?
Okay. Sure, Dad. My science teacher told us about trajectory. You know, bulletin stuff. The same thing goes for dog bones. Over the chair and under the couch.
Well, now, Ern, would you help Kitty lift the couch? Okay. I see it.
Well, hello there, Ernie.
Well, hi, Mrs. Miller.
Hey, Katie, your mother's here. Mama!
Hey!
Mama!
Darling, I'm so glad to see
you. What are you doing here?
Surprise.
Well, Lorraine, this is a surprise.
Hello there, Steve. I knew it.
Knew what?
Where's Robbie? Why didn't he call me?
Well, Robbie's studying over at a friend's house. Why didn't he call you about what?
The baby! Oh!
The baby?
The baby? What baby?
Hey, you guys!
The Guppies having another batch?
No. Well, Katie's mother's out there. She took one look at Katie and figured it out.
Lorraine, I hope you'll forgive me, but I still don't understand how you can wake up in the middle of the night in St. Louis and know all about Katie.
I don't either, Steve, but it happened. And now that I see her, I know I was right.
What's so different about me?
I don't know, honey. Sort of a glow, I guess.
Have you been sick or anything, Kathleen?
Come to think of it, I pass out a lot.
Have you been passing out a lot?
Well, yes, I have, but I... Mama, I think you're right.
Well, hi, Mrs. Miller.
Hello, Robbie.
Boy, what a surprise. What are you doing here?
Honey?
Yeah.
We're going to have a baby.
What?
Well, aren't you going to say anything?
I think he just said it.
Dad, do you want to talk about the situation?
Sure, come on in.
Well, Dad, the way I see it, Katie's mother saw a movie or something and came out here on a hunch. On the other hand, Mrs. Miller is no dummy. But anyway, she walks in, she sees Katie and says what a glow she has, and, well, all of a sudden we're talking about me being a father. Is that about the size of it?
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Does it make any sense to you?
Not too much, no.
Then you don't think it's so?
No, I didn't say that. I said it didn't make too much sense. Rob, you know your mother found out she was going to have the first one of you boys from a man who was selling vegetables.
A man who was selling vegetables?
Yeah, they used to come around in trucks in those days. He was selling her a sack of turnips, and he told her she was going to have a baby, and it was going to be a boy.
How could he know that?
He said by the look in her eyes, the light of happiness in the pupils. Anyway, you know he was right. She had a baby, and it was a boy. Regards and so forth.
Will that be all, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, that'll be all, Janet. Thank you.
Where is she?
Oh, Katie? She's at the university clinic.
Oh, they're wonderful. Yeah. Very fast. You should have word soon.
Yeah.
What do you want, a boy or a girl?
Well, now, Janet, first we have to find out if she's going to have a baby at all.
Oh, she is.
She is. Now, why do you say that?
I don't know. I just sort of have a feeling about it. Not very scientific, is it?
No, it certainly is not.
Well, that's what makes us women such a mystery. Mr. Douglas' office. Your son, Mr. Douglas.
Rob?
Dad, the test just came back.
Positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, how did you know?
Well, a dream in St. Louis can't be overlooked. And Katie does have a glow. And, well, finally, Rob, my secretary, Janet, had a feeling about it.
Yeah.
Hey, you sound as though you just lost a bet, Rob. You're going to become a father, for sure.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Observe you.
Observe me?
Yeah. Oh, well, we're studying the propagation of the species in science.
Come on, hold it. What kind of talk is that?
Well, scientific talk, Uncle Charlie. Oh, we've been studying about how sharks and polywogs get kids, and snakes and chickens and junk.
It's very interesting.
Oh, we're up to mammals now, and you're a mammal.
Oh. I see. Well, what can I do to help?
Well, Ralph is supposed to watch your progress and write a paper and read it to class.
So far, you're not doing anything to write about.
It's only been a few days. I'll tell you what. I'll make notes on my progress and Ralph can rewrite them. How's that?
He's supposed to observe.
Yeah, well, he ain't gonna observe. We'll give out bulletins and that's as far as we can go. Now, come on, you guys, get lost. Come on, get lost.
Come on, you guys.
Goodbye.
See you later.
The kids nowadays.
The healthiest way, Uncle Charlie. Mm. It's scientific and not morbid curiosity.
Knitting the little duffer a hat?
Well, it sort of got away from me. It was supposed to be a booty.
Well, there's been nothing to it. We'll stick it in the washing machine and shrink it down to size.
Hi. What are you doing walking around carrying things?
Those dishes don't weigh a half a pound, and if she don't walk around, how's she going to get anywhere?
Oh, Uncle Charlie, let him pamper me. I love it.
Won't let her carry a dish. And less than an hour ago, she was unloading groceries from a car.
How many groceries and what was in them?
potatoes, 2 sacks of flour, and 10 pounds of sugar.
Uncle Charlie, you've got to be out of your skull to let her kill.
All right. Just the same, you watch it.
Uncle Charlie, from now on, only a handful of potatoes, 1 sack of flour, and saccharin instead of sugar. Better?
Yeah, I guess.
Same show all night long, so stay tuned.
Well, hello.
Hello, Steve. How are you? You remember Katie's grandmother, don't you?
Yes, of course. How are you, Mrs. Collins? Come in, won't you? Well, the boys and Dr. Charlie have gone to an early show, and Katie and Robbie are over at the library studying. They should be home any minute.
What's the man doing on the floor?
Well, I was reading here, and I had my shoes off, and I lost my shoes. Boys and Uncle Charlie are at the show, and Katie and Robbie are at the library.
He already said that.
Oh, that's right. I did, didn't I? Well, please come in. Can I fix you some tea or something?
Oh, why don't I put the kettle on, and you and Mother have a little
talk? Oh, fine. Sit down, won't you? Well, Mrs. Collins, it's certainly nice to see you again.
Well, you know what's happened, don't you, young man? She's going to have a baby.
Yes, so I understand.
Your son is the father.
Well, true.
Let me tell you something about your son. He's the finest young man I ever met. And there's something else I want to tell you. Everybody pampers the girl. Well, somebody better look after that boy. I'm saying this. I'm saying that Robbie is trying to go to school, and soon he's going to have to add fatherhood to that. But somebody better watch after Robbie. That's your job. I understand you're his father.
Yes, I am. I have been for some time.
I simply mean that you must watch him and see that all this responsibility doesn't break him. But mind you, never let him know you're watching.
Mrs. Collins, you're a nice woman.
I haven't so much time left that I can afford to pussyfoot about, that's all. That's all I have to say.
The hot water will be ready in just a moment.
Who needs hot water? I've said what I came to say. Come along, Laurie.
Mama, sure you can wait for just a cup of tea.
Nope. There's a program I want to see in half an hour, and if there are no jam-ups on the freeway, I'll just about make it. Well, remember what I said, my boy?
I will, Miss Collins.
Good night, Stephen. Thank you.
Good night, Laurie.
Now, there's a man. Wouldn't hurt you to take a good long look at him one of these days.
Oh. Well, good night, Steve.
Good night, Frank. Well, hi, fellas.
Hi.
Well, tell me, how was the picture?
What a neat picture. The guy ricked the other guy. Only he got better, and they turned out to be real good friends.
Ernie, you missed the whole point of the picture. There were psychological undertones to everything they did. The first guy had an Oedipus complex, and the girl represented his mother.
I must have been in another theater. Come on, you guys, it's bedtime. Get to bed. Oh, come on.
Night, Dad.
Good night, fellas.
You know, I ought to have my head examined, taking those kids to a picture on a weeknight. Worst picture I ever saw. What's eating you?
Oh. Charlie, I just had a visit from a very wise lady.
Like who?
Oh, hi, kids.
Hi.
Dad, Katie and I just figured something out.
Oh?
Semester break is coming up pretty soon, so Katie's going to quit school right after finals.
Maybe I can get my degree next year when the baby's on his feet.
Swell. What the heck is that?
That's the tea kettle, Charlie. Katie's mother and grandmother Collins came over, and, well, we were going to have tea, but somehow we never got around to it.
Okay, I'll turn it off on the way to bed. Hey, there wasn't anybody in that picture named Oedipus. Good night.
Good night, Charlie.
What did Grandma have to say?
Well, something I hadn't thought of till now, Kate. Don't ever sell your grandmother short.
I don't. She lets you know about it if you do.
Rob, how is all this affecting you?
All what?
Well, the baby coming and school, the Army Reserve.
Oh, no problem, Dad. I may have to drop a few units next term to bring in a little extra money.
You're taking care of yourself. I mean, you're working out at the gym and eating the right things.
Sure.
I'm only asking because there's a sort of subconscious pressure that goes with fatherhood, and, well, I just wanted you to be aware of it, that's all.
Thank you.
Thank him for what?
Dad knows.
You know, Rob, when your mother was going to have her first baby, I thought I'd never experience such a feeling of warmth again. Well, I was wrong. It's here. But I'm not going to analyze it. I'm just going to enjoy it.
Every weekend, when criminals threaten to disrupt TV Land, TV Land's Crime Stoppers come to the rescue. And you get the increased protection of different Crime Stoppers each month. So watch TV Land Crime Stoppers and be secure. Tomorrow afternoon, starting at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific. Up next, more My Three Sons in Vertivision. Stay tuned.